Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. And we're going to first off by saying happy astrological new year, happy new moon, happy Aries season. Energetically, this is a time of rebirth. And this has also been a time of death. This has been a time of seclusion. This has been a time of going within. This has been a time of reflection. This has been a time of asking ourselves, are we doing the thing that we said that we were going to do? Where have we gone off track? What are the things that need to change? What are the things that need to continue to evolve? What are the things that we need to release so that we can continue to make room and space for our highest desire? It's about really understanding that life is about change. It's constant change. Our business is constant change. Our emotion is constant change. Nothing is ever the same. So I wanted to record this podcast as a tribute to all of my beautiful soulpreneurs, to anybody who has a dream, to anybody who is putting themselves out there on the internet or in any other format and claiming that they have a story to share and claiming that they will be the first in their lineage to heal or to make massive amounts of change or wealth or whatever it is that you desire. So if we're in a place of rebirth, then we should honor the polarity of the rebirth, and that is the death process. And so this is also a tribute to the entrepreneurs that have felt that they're in this death cycle, that they're in this place where the things that they were doing no longer work, and that's okay. And that is so okay because, like we mentioned, things are always changing. And it's supposed to be this way. We're not supposed to stay the same. We didn't come here to planet Earth to, you know, have our 10 things to do on our checklist and that was it. You know, we're constantly expanding because we have constant desire. And that's good. And so everything is changing. It's going to be 4 years that I've committed myself to being an entrepreneur. This June, it'll be 4 years. It's so beautiful. And when I started, I committed to myself and knew that whatever I was going to do was going to be a constant flow, that it was going to be a constant change, that I wasn't going to do the thing that everybody else was doing because that just didn't really sit right with me. And so just check in with yourself and give yourself this opportunity to be with yourself in your death cycle. Continue to be and honor the parts that have shown up for you and thank them. You know, so often when we're in these cycles, we can get really upset. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Why have I been doing this way? This is no longer working. Well, it's no longer working because there's just an opportunity for growth. That's it. Every time something is dismantled, it's because there is something new right around the corner. So get excited because there's something that we haven't seen. And yet the thing that we do so much is complain about the place that we're in because, of course, I know we're trying to get to that other place. But the goal is for us to find contentment, satisfaction, and just honor where we are because that's actually how you get there. It's not by complaining. It's not by noticing that you're not there. It's by saying, you know what? I'm here and life is calling me into myself. And so I'm up for the challenge. I'm going to walk you through my 5-step process of how to move and navigate through transition, because I really believe that as I was tuning in to what would be the best topic to talk about, I just wanted to talk about what was present and what was really real. And that's what's present. We're in a time of transition globally, collectively. My gosh, it's a new astrological new year. And that's for a very specific reason. Because we're closing out chapters, we're closing out cycles, we're closing out karmic ties. This is an opportunity for you to just look at the things that you've been doing. Look at the patterns that you keep repeating and remind yourself that this is an opportunity to start again. And this is why I love yoga so much. People think it's about poses. And, if you hear my podcast, you know that that's not yoga. Yoga is every single day waking up and choosing to understand that we are the awareness. We are the loving awareness and not just the thought. That we are the being that can see things from a more elevated time space instead of feeling like we are defined by our emotions or defined by anything, race, social status, what's happening in our reality. Of course, those things matter, but when we break everything back to the energy of love, then we really start to understand that we're just these beautiful cosmic spirit beings here in this like very unique time space that we're calling Earth to explore. We are the explorers of this planet, and it's so beautiful that life continues to give us experiences. It continues to give us polarity so that we can know when we're off track and so that we can realign ourselves. And so what's real is entrepreneurs are now understanding in a deeper way that what they have been doing no longer is working for them or the collective. And so there is this time sensitivity to want to figure out, how do I do this different? And I'm going to walk you through that. There is this opportunity for all beings who don't even have a business and don't even give a shit about creating one to just look at your life and ask, why am I here? What is actually really happening? And this is step one, self-inquiry. Take time right now to analyze your life. Analyze where you are currently. Analyze what is working and what is not working. The self-inquiry part is so freaking important, because in a world where everything is materializing, basically everything is manifesting, ask yourself, where does this come from? Obviously, our thoughts. We're thinking thoughts, and these thoughts are turning into material things. We have to get down to the inquiry of what is happening in our mind and what are we seeing out there? Because usually what's happening out there, meaning the things that you see with your eyes, is giving you data to the thoughts that you've been having, to the energy that you've been sitting with. Oftentimes, we think that we want something and then we go and we get it and we realize, oh, wait, that's actually not what I wanted. Or it's not in that way. Or I'm actually not nailing it. Let's take time to ask, what are we doing in this specific relationship? What are we doing in this specific job? What are we doing as an entrepreneur? What are we doing as a mother, as a father, as a daughter? What are we doing? And is this making me happy still? Number two, here is where we get to disrupt the pattern. You see, there's the saying, I didn't make it up, but if nothing changes, nothing changes. Well, that's true. If nothing changes, nothing changes. And not to bring up yoga again, I'm sure you guys are tired of me talking about it so much, which, by the way, I had a student the other day said to me, I know that you don't practice yoga anymore, because I haven't taught since I've been on the road. So it's been at least 4 solid months. For those that have been with me almost the entire 4 years, you know that I have taught free yoga every single week on Sundays at 10 a.m. And it was literally my favorite thing to do. I'm so sad that I haven't been able to stick to a time to get back to that. And so they were reminding me that I wasn't practicing, but I reminded her that the practice is not on the mat. That is the asana practice, the physical practice of moving the body. But to me, the physical practice of yoga is a pattern disruptor. You see, the sages and the beings who really anchored this beautiful poses knew that when we focused on the breath and when we moved our body this way and when we moved our torso that way and when we folded forward and we went back, that somehow, some way, we would disrupt the pattern of the mind. We would disrupt the thinking thoughts. And so I want to bring this step in because it's important that as you step into your new self, which, by the way, don't ever listen to anybody who says you've changed. It's like, yeah, no shit. You should change too, because we're always fucking changing. And yet somehow, some way, people make this a bad thing. I say the same thing when people say, you know, oh gosh, you know, be humble. And I get the sentiment, right? Because you don't want to be boastful, right? Bragging. Nobody wants that. That's kind of boring. But why? You should be proud of the things that you are accomplishing. I don't really like to listen to this because what are you telling me to do? To be small? Would that make you feel better? And so, no, be proud, be confident. You know, yes, be humble. Don't be the person who is screaming it from the rooftops because they want to show off, because they think that that makes them more. But be proud of the things that you do. There's nothing wrong with that. And so the pattern disruptor here is something that you can continue to have discipline, which is why I brought the theme of yoga, because yoga teaches us the practice of discipline, which so many of us, we got it fucked up, humans. We think that discipline is unhealed masculine energy. Absolutely not. Discipline is about commitment. And honoring our commitments are so freaking important too. You don't have to honor them to the point where you're forcing yourself to do something that's not aligned, because obviously we're always changing. We're always growing. And as you have more information, you are allowed to change your mind. That's why step one is so important. You got to have self-inquiry. You got to spend time analyzing what's working and what's not working so that you have the ability to disrupt the pattern and change. Now, a pattern disruptor is something that you're going to commit to that's going to give you a different result. You see, once upon a time, I still remember the version of me that was in my old house in the basement, like, oh my God, drinking and smoking Newports. Oh my God, I cannot believe all of those crazy stuff that I used to do at that time. But it makes sense because I wasn't happy and I was just treating my body like garbage because I think in many ways I didn't feel that good. And so that's what I was doing. And the pattern disruptor that I chose at that time was the physical practice of yoga. And then from there, it became meditation. And then from there, it became journaling. And then from there, I started practicing as I had more opportunity to make different choices. And so I want you to think about, how can I disrupt my pattern? My pattern of whatever, maybe overeating, maybe, you know, not getting to the thing that you're supposed to be doing because you're procrastinating. Whatever it is, ask yourself, how can you interrupt this pattern with one thing that you're going to commit to that you feel is going to get you closer to your goal? Now, the problem with the pattern disruptor is you want to make sure that you're not attached. You see, I get a lot of students that come to me and they say, Melissa, I've been practicing yoga, nothing's changing. I've been practicing meditation, nothing's changing. And it's like, bitch, nothing's gonna change because you're attached. You're doing something for a specific result, and that's not the point. You want to disrupt the pattern because if nothing changes, then nothing changes. And so if you wanna paint and you feel like that's going to bring joy into your life, if you want to sing, if you want to start going to workshops, if you want to go back to school, if you want to commit to going to the gym, if you want to commit to more date nights with your partner or hanging out with your friends on the weekend, whatever it is that you want to do, as you disrupt and step into this new version of yourself, we want to bring in something that is going to disrupt the old pattern. Number three, release whatever is in the way. And you see, everybody loves good steps because we like order of operation. Us humans like to just kind of, in a weird way, be told what the hell to do. Because, I mean, let's just face it, that's the programming of this planet. It's like, I'm going to tell you how to dress. I'm going to tell you how to act. I'm going to tell you how to have manners, not have manners, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, you know, when to go to school, your homework. We've been bred to be these beings that are very almost obedient to authority. And so I want you to sit with yourself and I want you to dig what is underneath this change. this new season, this airy season, right? This confidence, this ability to reinvent yourself. You see, in yoga, we do this as the last pose, as corpse pose. And this beautiful pose, although it's the one that we lay on our backs with our palms up and our heart open, can seem like the easiest thing to do. It's actually the hardest for so many, because you have to anchor in stillness, because you have to be with yourself. You have to experience yourself. And the last pose that most practitioners close out with is rolling over to the side in fetal position, where we're bringing the knees close to the chest and we're kind of back in this position that we take in the mother's womb. And then the very last pose, we usually come to sit up and sit on our sit bones. And you see, that fetal position is the sign of rebirth. It is the sign of, I just died. Everything that happened in this practice, I'm no longer the same. I've worked through it. I was breathing through it. I was with myself. And this pose is reminding us to go back into the womb, to go back into that rebirthing cycle, which is why I love Tamaskal so much. If you've never been to one, if you've never experienced one, I would highly recommend doing this with shamans in their native land of Mexico. And it's a dome, and you're walking into somewhat of a sweat lodge in the darkness, usually for an hour or more. And that's what it signifies. It signifies the death. And bring honor to that death. Bring honor to the parts that have fallen apart, because they were so freaking necessary. Every part is so necessary in the story of you. Remember, we're stringing along all of these moments that make you who you are. And so many people get so addicted to the moments of the highlights, but that's just not real. Because how do you know what you want when you don't experience what you don't want? And so let's get really real with ourselves in step number three, and let's get underneath what is actually really in the way. And this is where we can get into inner child healing. This is where we can get into understanding some of the patterns and the things that we've done to make ourselves feel better. This is not where we shame ourselves, by the way. This is not the place where you're like, oh, I always do that thing. No. I'll give you a perfect example. When I was here, and I'm always here, by the way, we're always going through these steps. It never ends. Step number one, self-inquiry. Am I still happy? That's every single day. Am I still happy? Do I like the way this is going? Do I like my life right now? What's happening? Pattern disruptor, right? If I don't, then we're bringing in a pattern that's disrupting that. Number three, releasing what's in the way. We're always here because there's always things to move through. There's always things to heal from. But when I was here a few years ago for the very first time, I had realized that all of the things that I was doing that were making me unhappy, it wasn't the people, it wasn't even the acts, nothing was happening. Like, alcohol wasn't doing anything to me, cigarettes wasn't doing anything. Those things were just the things that I was doing, but what was actually really happening was that I had been carrying something with me for a really long time. And so there was a lot of things that I had to look at for the first time. I had to look at the patterns of how I was abandoning myself. I had to look at the pattern of how I was giving up my power. I was looking at the pattern of how I was keeping myself small and why was I keeping myself small. Step number three is really a healing step. So as we continue to bring honor to the rebirthing process and we step into who we really are, we also take an opportunity to ask, why is this here? How long has it been with me? What do I get to do with this now? Is this mine? Is this my mom, my dad's, my ancestors? How do I continue to unravel and untangle this? How has this been affecting me? And what do I get to do now to release myself from it? How do I continue to take steps towards healing it? The next process, the next step in stepping into the new year and stepping into the new us is understanding that we must astral project into our quantum self. We must astral project into our future self. I want you to spend time here imagining. I want you to spend time here closing your eyes and being in the creative flow and the creative energy. Because oftentimes when we're in the shits, oftentimes when we're in this rebirthing cycle, it can feel like we're secluding ourselves. It can feel like we're going in. It can look like we're looking at all of the things that haven't been working. And we can get a little bit into that analyzing mind. And here I want to bring forth the expansion, right? Because we're contracting as we are dying and stepping into the new version of us, which is the expansion. And so I want you to start to feel into, what does this new version of you look like? How do they walk? How do they talk? What are some of the things that they would do? How would they problem solve this? You know, I once had this very profound coaching session with one of my mentors, and I was letting them know that I was a little bit stuck. I'm like, well, you know, I'm here, but I really want to be over there. And she said to me, well, what's stopping you? And I kept saying, well, you know, my future self and the part of me that knows that I can would act like this. And they said to me, well, what's the difference between who you are now and your future self? And I'm like, what do you mean? My future self is not here. They're in the future. And they really did a lot of this beautiful work to make me see that that's actually not true. All of the versions of us are in this now time space. We can access the same way we can access the past, which people love to do this. You know, you go back and you start replaying all of the things, whether it's fighting with somebody in your mind or all of the beautiful moments that you have. You know how to go back into your brain and archive all of those beautiful past moments. Well, you have the opportunity also to play around with your future self. You have the opportunity to play in this realm of creativity where you can tune into the version of you that would do X, Y, and Z. And so that's really what I got from that powerful, powerful coaching session, that I was making this separation as if I could not access that. And, you know, they asked me one really good question, and they said, how would this future version of yourself act? And I knew exactly how they would act. And I said, the future version of me that would have that thing, they would activate their baddie energy. They would have strong boundaries. They would learn to not allow people to take advantage of them. They would be so clear on what it is that they want. And they said to me, so just activate that. And I started laughing because it was actually really that simple. It was not separating myself from the version of me that I was dreaming about. I had to come to this realization that the version of me that I was birthing actually was already here. She already lived in my mind. She was already there. And that was actually the discord. And so this is what happens when people are anchoring in new energy and new versions of themselves. Sometimes the things that bother them the most is that they know that they should be over there, but they keep looking at their current reality and it's causing them a discord. Instead of saying, it's happening, it's on the way, it's already here. It's just about me walking, talking, and doing the things that my future self would do because I am the future self. The future self cannot be separate from me. And the last step, as we continue to step into this new year, this new version of who we are, this new moon, this new cycle, this Aries season, is to find solitude. Oh, humans, it's so interesting. Like I mentioned to you, we love all of the steps and we love doing and sharing all of the things that I know you all would find helpful. But the thing that I find the most helpful is going inward, is spending time in your seclusion. It's spending time in your solitude. You know, I talk to so many people a day, just mentoring them and putting myself online and being with people. And to me, it's not about scaling. It's not about money. It's not about this stuff. It's just literally actually being with people and being in community and just holding people's highest intentions, their highest desires for how they want to live their life. I love this shit. It's so beautiful. And you know what I've found? That everybody has their own answers. Like really, truly, everybody knows what the hell they want to do. They're just scared to admit it to themselves. And so when we spend time in solitude, when we spend time being with ourselves, what happens is that we sharpen our intuition skill. We sharpen our ear to tune into the whispers of the universe. We get more confident in who we are. We get confident in our message. We get confident in our purpose, in our dharma, in what we're supposed to be doing. Which, by the way, like, there was just no fucking roadmap. You just keep figuring it out along the way. And you keep moving through the steps of self-inquiry, of pattern disruptor, of releasing what's in the way, of astral projecting into the quantum self, and go back into that solitude. So that we always come back to listening to ourselves from a beautiful, deep, impactful way. So that we don't get caught up in the expectation of what others want from us. So that we learn to lead our life in a way that only feels good for us. Because when we fill our own cup up, when we are filled with love and filled with light, when we're filled with forgiveness, when we're filled with community care, we have a full cup to pour onto others. Ah, humans, this has been such a beautiful opportunity to continue to chat with y'all. If you guys are looking to step into more of these powerful conversations with me, you can always check my programs out. We have Cosmic Genius, our 12-month mentorship is coming right up around the corner. We have our mastermind, which is just such a beautiful opportunity to spend time with me, to be on retreat with me. Ah, so juicy. And if you like this episode, screenshot it, tag me, and let me know one big breakthrough that you've had. Namaste, humans. I will see you soon.
Breathe.